The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live on an open phone Friday. I have said repeatedly, I have the most incredible listening audience on planet Earth, and you folks prove it over and over again. We just finished up our Bible League campaign, exploded past our goal. Oh, we didn't just pass it. We didn't just surpass it. We exploded the goal, which means thousands of Bibles are going to go to the persecuted church around the world because of your love for God's word, your love for people, and your generosity. I have probably one of the most unusual audiences as well. We just talked to someone in a deep underground bunker in Westerville, and now we've got someone in the, I've heard, it's just a rumor that he's in the witness protection plan and or the witness protection program, and he says he's calling from Grove City, but, you know, he could be in the mountains of Sumatra for all I know. It's the famous Paul on the line.
Oh, my goodness. Bob, buddy.
Paul, oh, how are you?
Oh, man.
Are they ever going to let you out of the witness protection program? You must have done something really bad.
Oh, my goodness. I'm over here. They can come get me. I'm over here at the Lord's house at the church, so I don't know if whether they'll make it or not, but they can come get me. But, oh, my goodness, Bob. God is good. And
He is, isn't he? Isn't God good?
You dang them right, and I want to thank God right now for the many blessings of our country that he's got us having the country we are and the freedoms. And that's why I'm voting for Trump. In fact, Bob, just a side note, I've been listening to your pastor pretty much all day. I hope my pastor's not listening, but I love your pastor, and he actually played an excerpt of a Catholic priest that had the guts to come out of Biden, and I thought, man, that took guts. That's one of the issues that I've got about voting for Donald Trump. He is pro-life, and I think anybody that goes to church and who calls himself Christian, I think I've made that clear enough on the program. But he's not a controlled person. He's not part of the establishment of what we've had in the past with the Republican Party.
No, he is. One thing we know for sure, he is not controlled by anybody. Anybody. Yeah. That's for sure.
He is not a perfect man, and I think that's what a lot of people that aren't voting for him, I won't go into a family member, but, you know, I'm thinking a lot of people are looking for someone who's not refined in speaking in that, and I think what the result of what his campaign, his administration have done for our country speaks for itself. Pre-COVID and the fact of what the records show with the GDP or the GNP the other day showed, but he's pro-religion, and there's a difference between religion and worship, people being able to go outside the four walls. He stands up, got the guts to stand up to these countries like China and Russia, I think, especially China, who's had us over the barrel for years, and I could go on and on, I guess, about what the reasons why I'm voting for the man, but I think he's the best for our country right now, and I think the Democrats, they've shown it with this. And the other big thing is, Bob, I don't think they really want Biden. It's Kamala. I mean, she's
Biden is a puppet, and I think that's absolutely clear. Biden is a puppet. Kamala Harris would actually be running the country if Biden were elected. Quick question, Paul, and then I got to move on. Did you vote for Trump in 16?
Yes, sir. Sure.
All right. Are you more enthusiastic in this election than you were in 2016 or vice versa concerning Trump?
Oh, yes, sir. I was scared to death with him, but I was like thinking, what's the choice do I have?
Yeah.
And then it helped me to understand too. You had Albert Mueller doing some kind of a town hall thing that he was talking about. He was, didn't vote for Trump, but because he had some things about him. But he is enthusiastically doing it now because Trump has proven that what he said he would do, he has done, and he's not lying.
Yeah. But, all right.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, thanks. I always appreciate your call. You know I give you a hard time, but I appreciate you, brother, and thank you for calling.
And
thank you for your servant's heart.
Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you, man.
Yep, you too.
All right, you as well. All right, next up is Jack in Worthington. And, Jack, is it true that you actually went to school with Jack Nicklaus?
I went to school with his wife. Barbara Bash. We went to North High School. Her dad owned a driving range at Doddridge and the old Tangy River Road. It was called Bash Driving Range. Jack Nicklaus' dad was a pharmacist north of Graceland. He had a pharmacy.
I guess I probably knew that, but I had forgotten it.
They are a very good family. Barbara, when I went to school, was a very fine, very fine lady. Both Jack and Barbara are very good people.
Well, he sure stuck his neck out endorsing President Trump, and he has received a great amount of backlash because of it.
And as far as President Bush, I voted for him. I voted straight Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I will not vote for a party that is for killing babies and supporting sodomy. And I also, a big thing, President Trump has been a blessing to Israel. God, in his holy, precious word, promised Abraham, I'll bless thee that bless thee, I'll curse thee that curse thee. He told Isaac, I'll bless thee that bless thee, and I'll curse thee that curse thee. And he also told Jacob, who is God's surname Israel, I'll bless thee that bless thee, I'll curse thee that curse thee.
Yeah.
I will not curse the Jewish people. I don't want to be cursed of God. I was at one time being cursed of God because of my lifestyle. Hell's a horrible place. I praise God I won't be there.
Amen.
Thank God. And as far as President Trump, no, he's not perfect. We're not going to have a perfect king until after the Great Tribulation, when the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, stands on the Mount of Olives. And they will recognize the holes in his hands and his holes in his feet. And he will reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years. Then we will have a righteous king.
Amen. Amen to that, Jack. Hey, thanks for calling. And I hear the lion sleeps tonight in the background. You've got a good taste in music, too.
Yeah, by the way, oh, by the way, did you hear anything about an earthquake in Europe today?
No, I didn't. I'll have to look it up.
It was on the internet.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, Jack, good to talk to you. Yeah, Wimawaka, Wimawaka in the background. I love doing live radio, I do. I always appreciate Jack's calls. All right. We're going to go to Greater Metropolitan Mount Gilead when we return. But with Jack hanging up, I've got a phone line available for you at 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be right back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
It's about 22 minutes after the top of the hour on an open phone Friday. And I promised to go to Craig in Mount Gilead as soon as we came back. But Craig, you're going to have to be patient because I've got some breaking news to share, okay? Is that all right?
That's fine.
All right, this is important, and you know I appreciate you. And if it wasn't important breaking news, I wouldn't interrupt you. But here it is: McDonald's has announced that for the first time in 8 years, it is bringing back the McRib sandwich. There you go. Breaking news: you heard it first here. Now, Craig, that was worth deferring a little bit of your time for, wasn't it?
It was, and I used to love the McRib sandwich until somebody shared with me an article that was in Time magazine about all the horrible chemicals that go into the McRib sandwich, and I won't touch it now. But thank you.
Well, okay. Well, again, you heard it first here. All right, what's on your mind, Craig?
Well, I, due to circumstances beyond my control, I haven't listened to you in the last couple days.
Oh my!
I know. I've already asked for forgiveness.
Okay. Well, but you didn't ask me for forgiveness.
Bob, will you forgive me?
Well, I'll think about it. I'll have my people get back to your people. All right, go ahead.
Okay, that's fine. I don't know if you commented about Jerry Falwell's Jr.'s lawsuit.
I did.
But I may even be repeating things that it said if you commented about it. But all right, so he filed this lawsuit, claimed breach of contract, la 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 la. And you know, I honestly believe that the university, when they fired him, they probably had all their ducks in a row and had all the goods on him, whatever. Here is the thing that has really bothered me. When I heard his statement, wherein his words after the breach of contract was, "And I was never supposed to be a moral leader," that just put me over the top. Because you know what, Bob? If you claim to be a born-again Christian, I don't care if you're a church deacon, a church elder, a pastor, a president of a Christian university, whatever, there's biblical precedent that you are a moral leader.
Sure. Well, my comments yesterday, I said, I don't know who's telling the truth. I really don't. I don't know whether the school is telling the truth or Jerry Jr. is telling the truth, and they're both telling quite different stories. But my take was, it's sad for the cause of Christ.
It is.
Just absolutely
it is.
Sad. I am not a Liberty graduate. My son-in-law was a professor there for a short time. I have known many professors, and I know a boatload of Liberty grads, and not one of the Liberty grads that I know personally believe that he got a rotten deal. All of them have said, "Jerry, please, 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 just go away. Just go away. Don't hurt the school anymore. Please, just go away." And I'm sure that there are grads out there that feel differently, but I'm just talking about the people I know personally. All of them have said, "Our heart aches, and Jerry, please, just go away."
And you know, Bob, it is really, really sad, especially when you look at, you know, his father and how his father lived his life and how his father ran that university. And obviously, you know, they're two different people. Mm-hmm. Just because your father was one thing doesn't mean that's what you're going to be. But it is. It's sad. It's very sad.
Well, again, I don't know the ins and the outs. I'm on the outside looking in. I don't know who's telling the truth. But I honestly believe, even if Jerry Falwell Jr. is telling the absolute truth, he was set up, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it would be far better for him to just go away. He's got all the money that he could possibly need. He is a very astute businessman. This is not going to hurt his business acumen or standing at all. He's going to be able to make a lot of money. And rather than draw this out, drag the university in the name of Christ through the mud, just go away and let God take care of his reputation. Just let God take care of it. And that's not the choice he's making. And it just makes me sad, because I just had enormous respect for his dad. And God has used Liberty University in incredible ways through the years. Just incredible ways.
No, I mean, I agree with you 100%. And, you know, I don't know. This isn't the first controversy they've had there. You know the whole story about Ergen Kaner. But yet, I mean, you know, he didn't sue the university.
Ergen is a very close personal friend. In fact, Ergen worked at WRFD Radio for a while. Did you know that?
I did know that. And actually, I have a tremendous respect for Ergen Kaner. And that whole thing just kind of saddened me when that all happened.
Well, he blew it. He did. But he owned up to it. He did. He owned up to it and has suffered. Ergen has suffered horribly. His son took his own life. Ergen has been through so much. But by the way, he is doing extremely well right now down in Texas. He's happy. He's being used of God again, and he is just doing extraordinarily well. He really is.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. I love Ergen. I really do. He blew it. He made some wrong decisions. Who hasn't? You know, who hasn't?
Exactly.
But anyway.
Exactly. So, you know, contrast the two people and the two, you know, situations and how they've handled it.
Yeah. All right, Craig, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. All right, we got to take a break. And when we come back, Frank in Columbus. Frank, you'll be up next. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE.